I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The estrangement of a Lovington couple allegedly led to the shooting death of 25-year-old Rosa Trujillo early Monday morning, that according to Lovington police. The estranged boyfriend, 26-year-old Zion Gibson, is accused of shooting Trujillo. The incident was witnessed by the couple's 3-year-old daughter. Lovington Police Chief David Miranda has more.
There had been some domestic issues between the couple leading up to the incident.
Gibson then fled the scene. And where did he go?
With the help of Arizona DPS, New Mexico State Police, and Lee County Sheriff's Office, we were able to learn that his intentions were to go to Arizona. So there was a high-speed pursuit, and he wrecked out, and there was a standoff, and they conducted negotiations, and he finally surrendered without incident.
The incident occurred in the 700 block of South Fifth Street. When police arrived, they attempted life-saving measures on Trujillo, who had been shot several times. They were unsuccessful, and Trujillo was pronounced dead at the scene. Gibson is facing a first-degree murder charge, among other felonies. Gibson is expected to be extradited back to Lovington in a few days. A 3-year-old Hobbs boy who sustained a single gunshot wound Friday afternoon in Hobbs remains in critical condition at a Lubbock hospital, that according to a press release from the Lee County Sheriff's Office. According to that press release, the incident happened in the 3000 block of East Staniline Road in Hobbs. The investigation is ongoing. The Guadalupe Mountains National Park and the Lincoln National Forest announced on Monday widespread closures that go into effect on Wednesday. The 1.1 million acre forest, which stretches through Eddy, Otero, and Lincoln counties, will be closed due to active wildfires across the state and an extreme fire danger that remains in effect until further notice. In a special meeting on Thursday, Roswell City Councilors will consider funding 5 additional officers as it mulls over the 2023 fiscal budget. The Finance Committee, led by first-term Councilor Bob Korn, said they will push for those officers.
We're not part of that defunding police bandwagon by any stretch.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.